Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting second. The second baseman, Spencer Adams. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Rice. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Fred Schuelt. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Zachary. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Tom Zachary. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Hunfield. Batting third. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting eighth. The catcher, Harry McCurdy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. And now, play ball. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke strikes out. One out. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Rice. Kaum reaches second base with a double. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield bunts in front of the plate. O'Neill fields it and throws to first for the out. Kaum moves to third. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a fly ball into center field. Schuelt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kaum tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Schuelt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schuelt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCurdy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Barrett. The throw from O'Neill and he is out, Gerber applying the tag. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas bunts towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zachary fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 1 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 0 in the game. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Metzler is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult bunts towards first. Shealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schult for the out. Rice moves to second. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerber is called out on strikes. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Neal hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barrett. O'Neal reaches second base with a double. Rice scores. It's Browns, 1, White Sox, 1. Tom Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary is 0 for 1 in the game. Zachary is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a line drive into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Shealy takes first base on ball 4. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Rourke strikes out. One out. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 2 in the game. Sisler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adams moves to third. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from McCurdy to Hunfield covering second. The throw back to home, and Adams is out at the plate. Sisler moves to second. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCurdy hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 1 in the game. Schultz hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Shealy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerber hits a line drive into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunfield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Metzler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Metzler trying to get to third. Rice throws the ball into O'Rourke, who tags Metzler for the out. Falk moves to second. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Shealy hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. O'Neill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herschel Bennett pinch runs for Steve O'Neill. Tom Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary is 0 for 2 in the game. Zachary bunts towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Bennett moves to second. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller pinch hits for Spencer Adams. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up towards short. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Shang now catching. Ski Melillo now playing second base. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards second. Melillo can't make a play. That's a base hit. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCurdy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zachary fields it and throws to third for the out. McCurdy moves to second. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Com hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunfield hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a line drive into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards first. Shealy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops it up and throws to first, with Thomas covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Metzler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Barrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Falk moves to second. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Shealy takes first base on ball 4. Falk moves to third. Barrett moves to second. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-2 in the game. Schult hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-3 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang takes first base on ball 4. Tom Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary is 0-for-2 in the game. Zachary hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-4 in the game. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas fires to first and picks off Sisler. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 3 in the game. Hunfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Metzler bunts towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Falk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Falk reaches second base with a double. Metzler goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.